Walden end of Malicha. By Sifya told Sifya Dalit. All these Sifim are Beth and brought down other places. As you see from the Sikalim, they send you to other Simonim and Sifim. And here's the moment sad. Hashkol Masinian, we go through it, see the Bikir, the Kuris, we show them, and the kids of the Paiskim from here. We should just know whatever you see over here, you should focus more on the ideas, and what all the time to get back to. First thing, Sif Yud is brought down also in Simon Ayin, Sif Gimel, and Simon Tzadik Aleph, Sif Ayin, three different places. The sigil of Tafel and Meliach. Before she gemar, Daf Kofi Gimel, Amin Aleph, and Chul, and the gemar brings down, the Vitor and Meliach. I think it's kosher, but it's Meliach, very salty, not Nechomach and Smolchoy. Together with something that's Tomei Tafel, the Loch is Mutter. The word of Tafel means basically was not salted. So we have a thing that's salty together with not something salted. The gemar is very clear, the Meiser, it is Mutter. Mutter. The Tomei cannot affect something that is, when it itself is Tafel. Now, the Pashas, when you understand it, it means two pieces are touching each other. That's how the Torah brings up this Father Rosh, the Sefer Truma, they go two pieces are touching each other. I tell the Shani, there's a Ran Shita. The Ran understands when the Gemara is saying that it's Mutter, meaning that Seer, grime comes out of it. And if it's sitting inside the Seer, and that's the case, it's Mutter. Mashaikin, they're touching each other. The thing that is salty, the heter, will affect the thing that's tummy, that's tuffle, and make it salty and give a taste one back to another. So Machalik, you shouldn't what the Kim to the Gemara. The Gemara says Mutter. Is the Gemara's case when they're touching each other? But not only when the Seer is touching each other. The Maish, the Machab brings down the side over here, and side, some Tzadik Aleph, the Gam, and some Ayin, two Shitas. Maish, it's Mutter. Pasha, the Sugya, like Rav Yishainim, Yam Shlomo, Lavosh, they go this way. Atzadah Shani come on the Ma says Yish Lahakol B'Makom Hesed. He's Chosh of the Ran Shita, and says Avada if it's only Tzir that's Mutter. That's the Gemara. Can't argue that when they're touching each other, he wants to be Machmer. Let's the case of B'Makom Hesed. What does the word Hesed mean? Come on the Shach and Simon Ayin. He says B'Makom Hesed Meruboy can be Megal. Said Kivu Eger on the Shach. Where did he gain that from? The words over here are Hesed, and therefore he quotes a Knesset Gedolah that says a case of Hesed Ksas. Sounds like they either have a Hefsid move or a Hefsid Ksas, but not a case of a Hefsid. That means the argument, what the Ramah over here means. That means basically we have one limitation over here in Sif Yud, in the Sugya Malicha. We know Malicha transfers taste. We have this Chilik over here, by Malicha, if the Tafel is the case of Tomei, then the Lochid will be Mutter. Now when to be Mutter, Mechaba says that Dafka, even with touching each other, Mot says only when it's not touching each other.
What's the Shabbat touching each other? Both Tafel and Sins out.
It will go affect and make the other one salty. You can use the other way. If it's salty over here, it has salt in it, so it makes the other one salty also.
That's not
making it salty. It's touching it as
easy. Isn't that salty?
That's the end. It seems to understand it. What?
Yeah,
right, that's the point. That's what you're saying. That's the side over here. The second exception.
You touch the drop, I just make the drop salty, and then everyone agrees.
Not sure. Don't think so. No, could be that since something that is not Nechamachas Malcha is touching it, again, the thing itself does not get salty, but that's just touching it, something that's at that level. I mean, doesn't it have to be that Tommy comes in a Nechamachas Malcha? Tommy has to be touching something that's in a Nechamachas Malcha. So now it's like there's a fire there, they're touching it. The second exception in Malicha is Sifidal of the Sugyot to Togavar. It also worked down in Simon Ayin Sif Dalid, also worked down in Simon Tzadik Aleph Sif Hei, three different places. And according to that, we know already it's Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav. We have a Sugya of the Machlokes to Rav and Shmuel, by Tatar Gavar and versus Lo Gavar. We pass like Shmuel, Tatar Gavar. Now we have already in the Simon three other cases. We have a case of Kavish, we have a case of Bishul, a case of Tzli. Do we say the cloud in the other cases? So the case of Bishul, that's Sif Gimel, we say Tatar Gavar. By the case of Tzli, that's Sif Vav also, we say Tatar Gavar. The question is, over here we say Meliach, it's Kurasayach. Just like by Tzli we say Tito Gavar, by Melichod we say the same Yisai Tito Gavar. Just a mashal that someone called me Wednesday night. He took out his burning hot steak from on the fire with a fork. He took it out to pass it somewhere else and it fell down on top of butter. That was Wednesday night. Called me, wants to know what to go do. What's the answer? Boiling hot steak, he's just making right now. He didn't put into Klisheni, nothing. He took it out with a fork. Pasha is not a case of Klisheni. He picked up his transferring it somewhere and fell on top of butter. How much of butter? A big piece of steak. There it says, to talk about. Klipo. Right, that's simple. That's a sif of. What? The butter was on bottom and the meat's on top. It's Klipo. The guy was very nervous, or before his wife found out what to go do with the steak over. They just made, I think, before, I assume. Not sure. So, that's the gear to what?
That means
it
would be the
clipa,
the whole steak.
No, clipa, no. The tila might be the whole thing. Clipa is whatever you can take off. Whatever you can take off is one piece. Now, come on, the Rishon, they argue, what's the halacha by melicha? Do you say melicha kuasech mamish for the head to talk over or not? So it's brought down, the Rashba says, just like sleeves that way, melicha is kuasech. And therefore, the halacha be to talk over. And what's nafkamino? Nafkamino is a case of, if it's kachosh, either way it's klipo. Nafkamino is a case of shomin. That means the case of shomin is going to be shishim or klipo, it depends. If the bam thing is hot, then we'll say shomin, shishim. The bam thing is cold, then we'll say the halacha is klipo. Now, what's on top bottom will make a difference. It's the heter, but the question is the talk of or not. But the Rashi will switch by the case of Shomim, not by the case of Kochosh. Atzal Hasheni, Tosfos and Kofi Gimel, Leilam Sor, the Rosh, the Torah, the one Taino, there's no Svar to Mechabdin to Tolani Law by the case of Melicha. The way the Shach explains to the main parrot, he says, Bishlam by Tolani Law by something that has heat. The question is, who's being Mashpia upon the other one? That means, is the hot or the bam is affecting the top one, or the top affecting the bottom one? Is the top cooling down or heating up the thing on top of it? That's a shaila. That's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We pass into Togavar. Mash Eken, negate the Sugya Melicha. The only way you can levata the Koyacha, the Melicha, says the Shach for the Bein Parrots, is through Adacha, the washing it off with water. Since you cannot levata the Koyacha, the Melicha, we are Bishlam by heat, levata when one, the cold thing touches the hot thing. That's how you levata the Koyacha. Cold cools it down. Mashing over here, what cools the thing down? What over here cools the thing down is only takes away the koich of the melech, is that docha. If that docha takes it away, so therefore, since there was no docha over here, the soif goes soif. Who cares if it's top or bottom? The mice, they'll affect each other one to another. That's it, sad to be machmen, not to mechab between the two. The mice, come along the paiskim, we have two different cheetahs. Over here, the mechab brings down the rashba, lakula. Is, we do say to talk over by the case of Melicha, and there are those who seem to go this way. There is a kasha, there is a mechaber, Simon Tzadik Aleph Sefei, he writes clearly, there is no chilut in the Torah in the law, towards the stira. So the shach is simple, over there in Simon Tzadik Aleph, Yishlo Chalek, by kochosh there's no difference. Why by kochosh there's no difference? What's the loch of by kochosh? Klipo. What's the talk over? Klipo. So when the mechaber, Simon Tzadik Aleph said there is no difference, the chonim being down, there is no difference by kochosh. Either way, it's klipo. Mashiach and Mechab over here said there is a difference in Baksan and the Rashba, and by the case of Shomin. By Shomin, the loch will be Shishim when it's the bottom thing is the Melicha part. If the bottom thing is not the Melicha, then it'll be a loch of klipo. That's the Mashiach and Mechab and Shito. Come on, the Ramah, he says to be Machma, not to Mechalik, to Rutar, Vahochinog. That's our meaning. That's a Roy Vishon. Come along and say, not to Mechalik one verse another. That means again, it may not even be the case of Shomayin according to the Ramah. The halacha will be not Shishim, be a case. Sorry, the halacha will be Shishim, even the case, even though it's a case of Shomayin, and we won't have the head of the talk over. Now, there is a tour that brings down a Rashba over here that sounds like the case of Kofesh will be Shishim. The case of Kofesh will be Shishim. And the Rosh goes on further and says he disagrees with it. The Vishesu is on the Rosh, the tour, you're not seeing the Maskon of the Rashba over here. Rashi himself mechabes in the case of Kofosh and between the case of Shomayin. Even the Kamlung Latazi wants to answer that mechalek whether it's one piece or two pieces, and when it's one piece, he wants to mechalek. If it's what's he said over in the Rashi and the Rosh, is he said that the heter itself becomes a Rishayach, or the bleis itself becomes a Rishayach? What does that mean? How to understand how to apply it? As the Prim Godim himself says, he's not clear what the Taz exactly means. And the Adhuda says he also not clear what exactly means. To leave as a kasher, not clear what he means. Agam is trying to answer the kasher. He himself ends up saying Agam is not really muchach meduktik well in the words of the Rishonim. That's his chilek he has over there. Third nafkamino in the case of Melicha. Again, we had one nafkamino of Tata, another nafkamino of Tatafos Meliach. A third nafkamino, a third exception is a case of Melicha Mekalim. That means we have two sifim over here, Sifyut Beis and Sifyut Gimel. We have the case of Sifyut Beis, what is a chilek, a case over here that's lach, and Sifyut Gimel, the case that's yavish over here. Those are two sifim over here. So first, negate kelim in general, you always have to discuss two aspects. Going inside the kli, can issa go inside the kli? The second aspect, can the issa go out of the kli? Two different things over here. That means first discuss the aspect of asking the kli, going inside the kli. That means again, in this Timna we have four cases. We have a case of Kovash, then Bishul, then Sli, then Melichol. When does it go inside the Kli, and how much does it go inside the Kli? So let's take each one by Kovash. Compare it. Kovash, does it go inside the Kli? So we had the Taz, brought down the Issa, we had the Aruch. Issa, we had the says it goes inside Kulay, the whole entire thing. The Shach and Simon said a Chet passed on that way, way back when. Mashing in the Taz, he disagrees, he said it only goes inside Klipo. That was Kovash. The case of Bishul, does it go inside the Kli? Well, depends. If it's Kli Rishon, goes in everything. If it's Iwai, goes in Klipo. It is klisheni. It's a machloikis. The Taz says it goes inside everything. Let's have some movement of a choshev. The Shach says it only goes inside the klipo. That's by the case of Bishul. What's the lacha by tzli? Well, it depends whether it's a blue or the is itself. If it's shomein or going kulay, if it's kachosh going klipo. That means the first three cases in Shulchan Aruch, it really depends on the situation. What can be a machloikis? That means no clear cut response. When's it going inside a kli? By side kovash sli or by bishul? Each one based on the kimto, or it's achonari paskins like. The gaitu, the case of lichel, what's the loch over here? So it's not brought down by us in the simna except in the gilma shodach agaman siftes. He sends you what we learned already in simna tzadaches of dalit. Says there more, by case of lichel goes inside a kli, klipo. As far as I know, there's no machlekes, there's no chilk with kovash or shomein, there's no difference. This is probably the only case that everyone agrees that's a lochel. With any specific kimto, goes inside the kli. The case of a kimto of a klipo over here. Also, that way it's simtarik al. We get to bosom cholam. Goes in the case of a klipo. Now, once we have the kli here that says osir, now how much does it come out? When does it come out? Does it come out? That comes along the beisaysif and brings down the machlokes toisus versus Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says by bishul does it go out? Yeah. By kli does it go out? Yeah. So mleichu esach. So if it goes out by those cases, here also it should come out. Atzad Hasheni, Tosis Olam Tzor Daf Kofi Gimel, brings down that the Moin Am would discuss could they take the divorce of a Akum to make Gvin inside. The first had a Gvin Akum inside was a tray. Then the Yid wants to make his kosher cheese inside. Was the Mutter also Osir? So brings down Tosis that he says the Aloch over here. The Maaseh it's Mutter. So the Maaseh it's Mutter. This for is building upon the Sif we said before. The idea we said by a Tuffel that is not Tuffel means not Maliyah Chulvi that's Tomei. It cannot affect something else. The tummy itself has no sotol, cannot affect. So here we have a kli that's iser, that cannot affect something else. A tummy that is tofel is the same thing as a kli that has salt only on top of it. I explain the adhuda, I just salt on top of the plate itself. It says, Yeshul Chalik, by a piece of meat with the salt there comes part and parcel of the piece of meat. It absorbs inside and now makes it in the nechel machmas mokai. Masha'enkein, when you have salt on top of a plate, it's not absorbed inside the plate. So in essence, what is the plate? The plate is a kli, that's tofel. Could tofel ask for something? Tofel cannot ask for anything. Therefore, since a tofel cannot ask for anything, therefore, the toys you can do, Mamma's a case of lechatchil over here. Lechatchil. So, first, you have machlokes to Rav Yoh. Verse Tosfos, if you can put in Gvinas Yisrael into the tfus of to make Gvin inside, that was made from a goy. The Rav Yoh says it's also even b'dievet, like sli, Masha Enkein. Tosfos says even mutl lechatchil. They both paskins only mutter b'di'evet, only b'di'evet. Now they say the blushim b'di'evet only, and therefore they only say b'di'evet. What's the reason they machmer lechatchila? The three ways of saying over what you machmer. Either look up the Mordechai when he brings down this halacha, he says still a herchuk menakir, a person to be machmer something disgusting. How can you take a tefus made by a goy has gvinis akum inside and put inside gvinis yisrael? Stam achok of alma. The second way the goy now brings down ma'aser Rav Yoh sheet over here. Rav Yoh says that melicha. It does create, from the case of lach, to go off the kli into the cheese itself. That's b'chodesh for the Rav Yoh. Well, a third reason they want to tell maybe there's some mamoshes inside the plate over here. Where else are mamoshes over here? These three reasons, therefore the Mechav Ne'amor, when they bring it down the locha, they're saying it's only mutter b'di'evet. It's very clear in the word, the Rav Chila not to go do it. Which now leads to the next locha, Sifri Gimel, by case of Licha B'Kelim, by the case of Yavish, again by cheese, some lach lukas over there. What about by the case of Yavish? So here, come along again, Mamshuch Tosfos, and discussing that once we have a case of Gvinas Akum Kleisel did, he says in Meisim Bechol Yom, people have salt dishes, and the salt dish that they put the meat inside the salt to dip it inside and take out, that some salt there. They'll also put the milk inside, dip in the milk inside, and take it out and use it. Meisim Bechol Yom, we end up a Machmet Tavol Abracha. First, the question is, what's the Lachman's Yavish? So the way the Torah brings down, it says Mordechai Chilo. Tosfos, when he ends off with the words of Machmer Tov LaBracha. You have to realize the two stages in Tosfos. He ends off with the words. He says, first, Gvinas Akum, Maisis Mutter. Mutter L'Chatchila. Second case, he says, even though it's lach, second case, he says, when the salt is over here, when it's yavesh, maisim cholim le'ilim did it. And he ends up with the word, third thing, machmatel la'bracha. Where's machmatel la'bracha going back on? Is he going back in the case of yavesh, when the salt is, or the case of lach, or the case of the gvina, the first, by the first of a guy?
You're dipping into it?
You're dipping into it, yeah. So the way Hadar Amal, when he brings it down over here, he seems to be bringing it down on the locha of when Yavesh dipping one inside, that's the Machmatav Labracha. The Taz over here says, I know what I wrote early in Simon Tzadikei. Yam Shlomo says over there, he doesn't understand. How could it be Maisim Mechol Yoim that everyone of the constantly is the Machmatav Labracha? People don't want brachas? People don't want to do that? How could Maisim Mechol Yoim be of a saltish, it's fleishiks, dip inside fleishiks and put inside after the lachiks? And then anyone's Machmat gets bracha, everyone wants brachas. Machmatel bracha, people don't do. How can we meisim b'chol yoyim? Everyone go do that. It's machmatel bracha. About it, we're machmat and salt and cliche. Everyone's machmat. Everyone wants brachas over here. Therefore, the says Yam Shlomo Motatius means he means go back in the case of lach. In the case of lach, then the machmatel bracha. Meister Shach, he disagrees. And the kuzik kesev on Simon Tzadikei, he goes to the Taz. No, like them over here. But machmatel bracha is a passion that must go in places. In the case by the saltish dipping one side another. So first, number one, we have machlik Yushainim. Pashas is conversion by saltish is mutar chil like the Torah or machmat al bracha. The pashas reading of Tais over here. The loch lemais the mechaber by us brings down the simon tzadikei brings down it's mutar chila. That said, he left off a loch it's mutar chila. Now there is a question in general in the sugya of the chatchila. What does lechatchila always mean? Does it mean to go do it lechatchila, or once it's done, you let it go use it lechatchila? Just posh enough, kamina, everyone knows. The sugya of nach ba nat, of ina b'nei yoyma. You make spaghetti and you flesh your pot that's nach ba nat. Once the spaghetti is made, that'll put cottage cheese on top of it, lechatchila, no problem. Everyone agrees with that. I used to flesh your pot, so what's nach ba nat in b'nei yoyma? Could you go make your spaghetti lechatchila if you plan to put on cottage cheese, or can you make your cake lechatchila in the oven that's fleshik, ina b'nei yoyma? That is machalik among the choyim, is the nechal geder of lechatchila also not. See, also the same being mavucha, the same you said is the mutl chatchila over here, meaning once it was done, we'll go to do lechatchila. The way the Yad Yudah says he understands, it means do it even lechatchila mamish, the pasha of the Shulchan Aruch, and others want to disagree. Maisha, that's the machabashito. Come on, the Ramah says over here, v'machmatav l'bracha. Maisha, not going to go do it, machmatav l'bracha. What's the svar behind it? Chur, there's no case of amlicha by kelim when it's case of yavish. They point out, because maybe there's some mamoshes left behind. Just like in Sif, You have three reasons why to machma, two of them don't apply. Machma herchim b'nekiel avdavka applies, and the reason of mlicha avdavka doesn't apply. But the reason why there might be mamoshes that applies over here, and therefore a person should be machma tala bracha, not use the same saltish over here. My stay first. We'll get to that's what we're getting to. First, let's finish off three makaris. We see the end of being machma. So number one, we have makarti machma saltish machma tala bracha. That's from over here. A second is, even though the Yamshu Shlomo, he disagrees and says, no, Machmatav L'Bracha, go get back in the case of a Yavesh, back in the case of Lach, the Maisa, he himself, brought down with the Taz, these words are Minig by Klal Yisrael, Miyachid by Sol Tish, that one separate from Milch and one from Vayishik. He agrees there's a Minig out there, but not Mitzat Toysus. Why? Your hands might be dirty, you touch one to another, affect one to another. So either we have Toysus, the Ramah said Machmatav L'Bracha, we have a minig toiv in the Yamshu Shlomo also brought down. A third mamok they come from, the loch in the end of Simon Peches is brought down over there. The loch is a person also have a salt shaker, that's a salt dish, that's miuchet. That means there are three different makaris that is brought down la locha, whether it's Peches or by us in Sif Yigimel, or the Yamshu Shlomo that says a person should have either minig toiv or machmatav l'bracha, or that's the correct anhoga, to have two separate salt dishes, and they're all be'ikki coming from one reason. Why? Because again, the saltish is you take this piece of meat, you dip it in, you take it out, and in the dish, you left behind the pieces over here. If you have milk, you dip it in, now you have balsam and challah together. That's by case of a saltish. Now first, before we get to salt shaker, let's just finish over with sesame and sifu gimel. Saltish. Yeah, it's rabbanim. We have anhogo, or minik toiv, or the correct thing, machmatav l'bracha, should be choshish. It's a minik toiv, machmatav l'bracha. It's a correct anhogo, how to be like.
Nothing to do with
malicha,
they have to do with stuff.
Yes, nothing malicha, the stuff's left behind. Now, again, first to finish off Sifri Gimel, we were saying by the case by Kalim, mice does not come out. Come on, Kivegan, he brings down two Yitzhayyidis over here. One he brings down from a first Lamisha, they want to tell you that the only time we're saying malicha did not apply by Kalim is maybe not by case of a Kli Cheres. Seems to say to be machmer, or he seems to be mekel, and therefore he wants a taino by a kli cheres. It is a case of licha mekelim. I mean, even though not licha mekelim, some kiveger being not first from Moshe, it is licha mekelim. The mice they point out, look up the Mordechai inside, but says halacha. He says eitz matechas cheres. He says the word cheres, black and white. Radvaz the Mordechai Eschad says that way. Shach brings down that way in Simon Samotes, Koch Masodim. And the way the Baruch Shulchan points out, the Simon Tzapolis come all against Simon Kivegur, this Teres from Moshe, but he says that no chumen to Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres like all Kelim. There's no chilik one another. The loch is by case of Yavush, the mice is mutter except for Mach Matav Labrocho. Now, when do we say a Mach Matav Labrocho? It's an interesting Pitzchah Tshuva, and Simon Tzadakei won't say only me Mach Matav Labrocho and Kli Cheres. The mice again says the Dak Tshuva, the Baruch Shulchan points out, Simon Tzapolis come is Mach Matav Labrocho and all Kelim. Especially if the sandy side of here, the Ramosh is left behind, what should be Machalk, whether in the case of this Kalim versus all other Kalim. So again, we have one with Kiveg discussing this, didn't maybe it's Muth Mike Licharis, but look at the Paiskin disagree. A second with Kiveg brings down, the Tferes from Moshe, they want to miss Stapek. What is the Kimto over here that was saying to be Michael? Maybe Stapek could have went in through Malicha, came out through Malicha. Masha Enkin went through the case of Bishol. Maybe then Malicha will take it out, and then we'll have to be Machmer. And we think, ain't the Malicha Bekalim? But when is it in Malicha Bekalim? When it went in through Malicha, went in the Klipa, they'll be Michael. Went through Bishol, which is Kuloi, they'll be Machmer. Now, the friend will say, what's the reason for that? What are we saying that's for a Malicha Bekalim? It's like a case of Tomei Tafel. Tomei Tafel, the Gemara says, Mutter. Why is Tomei Tafel Mutter? It does not affect something, it has no Koyach to it. Here the Kli is Tafel. So what's the Sfarah for it? I didn't see anyone say a good Sfarah, what's it sad to be Machmavir? And again, there's a Dagma Vovo, the Simon Samach test. Now the Buddha says the Maestri Mekel. Yeah, Jews said that way. The Balashukhan points out the Simon Samach came also that way. Maestri not to take on this Chum of Kivagir. So again, he has two Yisaitis maybe to be Machmav. One is Mesupak, one is being done first from Moshe Machmav. One Mitzah Klicheris, one Mitzah of Wenin Mitzah Bishul. It's the idea that people have to answer the test. But Maestri Apoyskim does not seem to worry about this concept over here. Now again, once you take the halachas of Gilm by Sol Tish, we have three makoros to be machmer as tavel abrocho or minik toiv or the amot and the sebeches. The main question we discuss is practically with manazer is a salt shaker, and you know the spices in a shaker, or a piece of ketchup and mustard, all these things. So Iker, if you look around all this farm, they say kamat the same yisoid, all different yisoids how to say it over, and Iker they say medina yvadas mortar. That's not a shallow. The question is, what's the correct anoga to have in your house? And the words seem to be yisol kadoshimim. And if it's possible to have two different salt shakers, everyone knows you go to the store, you buy a salt shaker, it has three different tops on the thing. It's either a red top, or a white top, or a blue top. So I shake some little things in parable. So that's what they have these tops for. To go buy three different options over here. Now the mice they're saying, what's it sad? What's it swears over here? There's one shallow. Take your salt, you want to put inside your cholent. Zay is coming up. So my son, Zay, when it hits it, usually it's cold, but if it hits, so what? If it hits it, you have Zay that's floating inside. They point out first, when you shake it, nothing to do with Klishlishin, the Zay, my mosh is there. So, they point out, when you shake it, when the salt's coming out, it can't come in. Being black, right? When it's coming out, it doesn't come in. Otherwise, when you pull it back that second, it's usually it's not lined up to go inside. Practically, they say, you can't really get in. It doesn't get in.
Right. Go like this.
So fine, and then what? And again, the salt comes out, can go in. The second you pull back, and it falls out again, it's not coming in. It just doesn't come in. We see it doesn't come in. We say it doesn't come in. Kakak Shema, it doesn't come in. Right? This is for the pouring out. Okay? I saw my kids do the shop, they're like this. Oh, wow, pack it.
You eat food.
No, but you pull back, it's not coming in. The Zay doesn't come in. If you want, in case of it's open, the Kivegir brings down from the Bach that anything that's open, to worry about Zay, it's only Chumma Ba'alma. The Chumma. That we're Machma and Tanis because it's closed. So here it's a case, anytime putting anything inside is open, the chances of coming in are very slim that we don't be Chush for. That's what it's a kind of. And if you want to, it's only Kivegir, so any Sama from Enkel. Without even getting involved, get a bit. Sama doesn't come in. And my main problem is more on the outside. You hint that you made whatever, you had pizza, and you touch the outside. Then you're having your meatballs, and then you touch the outside. And you hint the outside, touching one to another. That's Sol Kedoshim. So Avada, if you can have two salt shakers and two ketchups and two mustard, inside is Sol Kedoshim, it's a better thing you'll have. One thing I learned in my house, in a way, I used to buy two of everything. We end up using both for everything. So what's the Kedai? No, you don't control your house, you know. you don't have the salt jar, you take the fresh one. What's the big deal? It's fresh. You can't find it. Use the other one. You have two ketchup, same thing, two mustards. So my house, I used to buy both. It wasn't good, it wasn't worth it. So my house, we don't buy one because we weren't doing the Kedai Shemaim because they were just doing whatever they wanted. So again, so about aloha is not a problem. It can't be, the most it can be is mamash al sugya, and al sugya is the machba tabla bracha. Even that was mice and call yom according to Taisus. So it could be, you can answer Taisus, mice and call yom, who run the house, the kids run the house, can't say. But machba tabla bracha.
They push mamash into the shop, by the
way. And therefore, what? Therefore what?
I'm saying that it's touching.
And therefore what? Therefore what?
Therefore
what? Therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore what? That you want to say that goes in and hasn't come out the next time. So what are you putting into? What hot is milk are you putting into anyway? They don't put mamash in. Kids, they put mamash in. Fine, you should. It's better. Anytime you're dealing with it anyway, it's not really. Well, how much are you worrying about over here? Where's it coming out from? It could go into the clean, from the clean to your soul that's dry, it can go out, right? So what are you worried about exactly? In a chum of a double gush. So, echanami, you tell me it's ketchup, maybe it's lach, or it's these are choshes to bracha, because they're machmet of the bracha, so kedoshim, and if you can have two of everything, two garlics and two paprikas and two everything, it's the same idea, it's the same concept, depends how much you use it. Whatever you use it, ketchup, whatever it is, it's the correct hanoga every single seder says.
There's a lot of people put it into their hand.
Some do for that reason. Same idea. Again, medina is mutter, there's a hidda out there, yisrael kedoshim, especially if you have kids over there, certainly there's a reason to be more machmet, if there's a machmet, more of yisrael kedoshim. But again, not really much of a chash, but that's a better on hunger if it's possible. Sorry? The last tip over here is if you dial it. Because salt shaker, it's a salt dish over here.
That's the dish, the salt shaker.
Right, I'm saying, that's how you just said, people. If Mel Chabot asks you, what about salt shakers? Everyone asks that question, what's the salt dishes? That's next. Yeah.
That's
really the whole second. It's a sugya of Yisrael Kedoshim over here, Machmat al Bracha. That's what we mean. That's the sugya over here. The last over here is a person when he salts his piece of meat, dam comes out and goes inside this salt over here. Because you have salt over here that's moly dam over here. Now you take the salt, that's moly dam, and you put it on top of your vegetables. Why? I don't know. Fine. Now you're on top of your vegetables, the question is how much of the salt over here you have to count, evaluate, that's going inside the vegetables to see if shishim or not. Come on the base, if he points out, you have three different options over here. Either you can say the amount of dam that's belay inside the salt. You have a second option, you can say, no, the salt itself inside the sugim chanan. And third option, I feel like potuk, it's salt of vidul atayme. Three different choices over here. Maestro, first, the base says, being down machalik to shaynim. You bring down places to say, but truma says, aloch over here is a case of shishim. Masha'in came and Shimon Mekutsoy and the revolt said the loch of is a feel by elf like bottle. That's the first we showing them. A loch of Maiso, Mechav the Rav, they both agree the loch of Shishim, except they're saying it with two different reasons. They both say the same loch, two different things. Mechav says the case over here with the, again, the salt over here that's Blair Dam, he says, but do we say Chanam Ashay Surim? Everyone knows Ramot does not, Chaber does not say Chanam Ashay Surim. Therefore, the loch is a Vajna, not need Shishim against the salt. And therefore, there's no Indian afil be'elflaid by bottle because there's a vidal time with the salt. It's not also here. So mitzvah the salt, you don't have to worry. Not mitzvah vidal time, and not mitzvah calculating it. So why need shishim versus salt? He says, you do not know how much was belay inside the salt. Poshim, you don't know kama belaya, how much is inside. The most that can be inside is the same amount that is salt. So you have to calculate 60 times versus salt. Why mitzvah the bleast might be the whole time thing in the salt. That's the mechaber. Then we'll come along and he says, no, the loch is need shishim mitzah the salt, because he holds chanan by Shai Yisurim. I, when you say this story, the video of time, I feel by elf like bottle. Once the salt itself is osir, that should be osir, I feel by elf. Why is the loch of shishim over here? So he says, this story, the words of Ramah is, ein anesa oisir yoisim in oisir. The whole koyach where it's coming from is a dam, and the dam is not a video of time. Therefore, you cannot ask the salt more than the thing itself. It's not nechel nechumma video of time. Right now, this concept you're very familiar with, the way the Beis Yosef brings down at the end of Sif test, being on Toysh and Dav Talik Vav and Beis, Toysh has a case where you have a chaylev that's kochush, it goes inside klipo, according to the doesn't say chanan, you're going to ask the klipo. Now, let's say the piece has five klipos, let's ask the klipo, let's say chanan, and ask the next klipo, which asks the next klipo, which asks the next klipo, and the whole entire piece we usher, even though it's one klipo, it's five, it's ask all five. So Toysh has this site over here, that the amount that we usher, that we say chanan. But how far to go We cannot get the koich more than where it came from, like a power of attorney. Right? The power of attorney is I cannot get more than the source where it came from over here. The same story, the concept here, ain't an asal isa, yoisim the isa, the source where it came from, cannot aster the mountain camp, not how far to go, cannot go further than that. Dave over here, why is the salt aser? According to the Chabad, the salt we're going to calculate shishim, it's not the bliya shivoy. Mitzad the ramovi, we're going to aser. It's not the salt itself, it's aser, but one of the chumma of a vidal tamafil by elfloy bottle. To explain this, we mentioned one time before, speak it out again. The practical nafkamina is a case of your lemon inside your coke. That's where this halacha comes out. Every statement discusses lemon inside your coke. When you go on a date, when you're a bachur, or you go out with your date night with your wife, whatever it is, and you go order your coke over here, and they come and give you a coke with lemon inside, or you order a tea over here, and they have a lemon inside. So go with one malach. There's two malachim to go with. Why it's mutter, go with one malach over here. Now, first of all, there's always a question, first time over here. We have, so is it bishul, is it kavush, is it sleeve, what's going on over here, is it melicha? So first, mitzah bishul, it's a case of a cliche in your coke.
What's the problem?
We got the problem. You go to a hotel, we have no akashas over there, no shkocho. You order coke, little makes me make on the class cup, no problem. Coke inside. They come and have a lemon inside, and the lemon, how is it cut? The assumption is, again, there can be mavucha, but let's go with one mahalach. That the lemon was cut with a knife, the same knife they were using in the kitchen. They cut all the sandwiches that were treif. All the meat was treif. And therefore, if they cut half things that were treif, it's bleya, and they cut the lemon, which is a little bit sharp. And the halacha siman tzadik vav is, if you know it cut something that's treif, and they cut this also, now the lemon is treif.
Are we sure that they whip it up?
No, not semich on that. No. There are other, again, there's other malach we want to go with him who said they ever cut it at all for the trade. I mean, the two reasons to watch him, Michael. One, we're going to glove. Maybe they cut things out of trade. We go with the assumption they did cut things out of trade. So we'll just bring out the cash over here. They cut something as trade, but now they cut the lemon. See, lemon l'chor is trade. I'm a trade. Therefore, to order your coke with the lemon, those are my you tell them you want the lemon, you speak, I want the lemon, it's nichol isim amavat l'sal chilo. Not allowed to order with the lemon. Question is, you tell them now lemon. Half the time it comes anyway, they think they're better, they're smarter than you. And they put it inside.
Maybe they poured it while
it was in there. No, they don't do it that way. They always put it on top. Slots on top. So we go through the different things over here. If it's mitzah bishul, they point out, it's klisheni. But you have it by food, right? Those one time, there should not be a problem over here. Once for mitzah kovish, you need 24 hours. I tell me lemon is charif. And we know maybe we have a chum over here, a double charif over here, 6 to 18 minutes. So you can say maybe it's not 6 to 18 minutes, but even more than that, the charif has to be the liquid, not the lemon. The charif over here, the liquid is a tea. Tea is not charif. Unless you get a really... Whatever. We don't get the charif.
Tea
is
charif.
No, the charif. No. So therefore, as transferring time, we have no problems over here. So the only problem over here is very simple. You have the lemon inside your coke, inside your tea. But what happened, you cut it, the sacks of the lemon, some sacks, you cut them, and the little drops are coming out. How many drops come out? 5, 10. Fine. So you have 10 droplets over here. So first, when you get the coke, you have to take the lemon out. Well, I can maybe get to the bottom, or maybe leave it inside, maybe the chashash mevat l'shamchili, you take it out. Well, once it's inside, there are 10 droplets. Maisi, you taste it, 100% you taste it. That's what they're putting in for. It's a vidal tamei. But what is the iser over here? The iser is a knife that cut the chazer. That chazer is not a vidal tamei. They will come along, but your coke l'maisi says, no problem. It's not, the ish shishim versus 5 droplets. You need 300 droplets in your coke and your tea to mevat the droplets from your lemon. So mitzad, your lemon that's inside your coke, if it's in a chutzl aretz, the only issa over here, mitzad, not the issa machmat asma, only issa blua. Issa blua, we had Sai over here by Osef Yidal, and Sai, if you remember, simen tzad ches, sif ches over there, or tes? Sif tes, maybe? Ches, sif ches. Halacha is by issa blua, we will not say this story, although we do the time, only by issa machmat asma. Therefore, should not be a problem. Masha enkin, let's say in the Eretz Yisrael, they even buy up until the sugi of Orlo, until the sugi of Shvias, the idea of Trugus and Maishas. Then there's Issa Machmas Atzmoy. Issa Machmas Atzmoy, then the sugi of Vidal Taimei. And if so, you won't have the scepter. That means. What? It's a Vidal Taimei. The lemon itself is a Vidal Taimei. Orlo, it won't be a bottle of Shvias. Even that bottle of Taimei. Orlo, by Mim, the Mina Mim showed me, I don't remember. Orlo, remember Shlod Mino is not bottle? Mino, I think it's bottle. I think so. What? Again, if it's Min Shlod Mino, I think so. No, no, no. But it's the Machmas Sasu. Here, the Bayah Vidula Taimai. Here, the problem getting there. So the Lamed don't begin. This halacha, everyone discussing. If you want the Sefer Ezel Shulchan being down, or the Sefer Dirudet being down, this Ma'isa. Others being all being down the halacha. What do with the Lamed Sadi Coke? So all discussing the miracle. Lachor, there is no Bayah over there. Bidi Eved, you have a Bayah doing only on Atchilas and Vatlas Atchilo. But once it's done, Bidi Eved, Ma'isa is no problem. Why? Because only Issa Blur. You won't have a Chumah Vidula Taimai over here. In Israel, if you go to a place that's Zero Ashkocha, there, instead of this figure, you won't have the heter. Instead of this figure. There are other svaras. Again, nothing. Instead of this figure, you won't have the heter.
What's
you have to know, is there a chash of Erla and things that you'll call the parish, remove the parish, that's Erla. Jumas Meisters, maybe you can do it yourself. Shvias, you have to know, we have to push about it a couple years later. So I said, okay. So again, instead of this sugya, you'll be a problem. If you take care of the other sugyas, other ways, you have to do all that. Fine. Just the end of the sugya melicha, that we know by now that we're saying the locha melicha v'sayach. The melicha, same thing like sugya tzli. But just to point out, seven basic nafkaminas we came across to melicha and the sugya tzli. First off, two cases that we showed them. First, negate the case of kochosh. The sheet of the rush is, by the case of Mlicha, the loch is Klipa. Mashenk in the case of Tzli is case of Natila. One afkamino. A second afkamino from Rishonim is the Ramban, but the case of Shomain. But the case of Shomain, according to the Ramban, is the case of before his Chayzer, after his Chayzer Yishlad. Before his Chayzer, the loch is when it's Shomain, it's by Tzli, it's Kuloi. Mashenk came by the case of Mlicha, the only case of Klipa. That's two afkaminos. Another three afkaminos, if you go to the end of the Simon brings down three afkaminos of Locha, in the case of Mlicha and Tzli. First thing he starts with saying, that you have a klal over here. So like any mokum, we say the locha of malicha is, the locha is always klipa, and the locha of tzli, the locha always is the case of the tilo. That means on the question, the test, is when he answers these things, you say shishim, you don't say shishim and something with it. By tzli, you have to say shishim and the tilo. And by case of malicha, you have to say shishim and klipa. Leave that out, you missed the boat. You match something that was bad, some osur. That means, but there's a basic nakmila locha constantly all over, across the board, by tzli, the locha is the tilo. By the case of Mlicha, the locha is always going to be a self of Klipa over here. A fourth nafkamino, the second one that people are going to bring down, is the sort of a het to be mefata the iser. By the case of Tzli, the place coming down, at least the machlaikas, people are going to want to be machmer, the het to be mefata the iser. Those won't disagree the taz. Mashenke, by the case of Mlicha, it seems that everyone agrees there's no het to be mefata the iser by the case of Mlicha. That's even the Shach himself says that. A third nafkamino, the fifth nafkamino over here, is we say the case of all the pieces, I have to have shishim against this piece that has the chelev attached to it. Which one do you have to have? Shishim versus the piece with the chelev, with the piece itself, or just the chelev itself? So Olam Sol Ramah, he has a kul over here, and he wants to be mitzarf the idea that the whole sheet over here is only shishim, only klipa, with Rash Bashita, my favorite mechaticha lechaticha. Therefore, the lach would be, when he needs shishim with all other pieces, it will be against only the chelev, and not against the piece itself. That means by the case of sleeve, besides that, we would say the loch of shishim over here.
Minus 10.
Not minus 10, minus 2. Or 1. Depends who you are. So the loch over here is by the case of Melicha, we would say the loch is different than the case of Tzli. By Tzli, we could say shishim with kola chaticha. Besides the idea of the tila, correct? Mashengim, by the case of Sugim Melicha, we can say shishim versus the chelev itself. Someone says, why? Getting wants to make things easier for everybody, make everything simple. But shishim versus the chelev itself. Another nafkamina, Kivegim brings down, by the case of Srach Shamnunas, how do Maestri be paskin? He wants to mechab the case of Melicha and by the case of Tzli, when he's the Klol Dimosa. He wants to by Melicha, Avadu Mekel by Hefse Mubo. Mashenkim at Tzli, he said Sorachin. Not sure if he can be Mekel. He wants to have Tzli, we don't have the Tzir for the Rav Yo over here. Agam, the Paiskim does not seem to go with Kivegim in this aspect. They seem to equate the two, whether it's the Chach Masodim or the Chaz Nish or the Pim Godim. The Maestri, he wants to mechab one versus another. The last nafkamina is Aristik, is Tzli to Bekalim. The loch is very clear by the case of Tzli. The loch is by its kochosh, will be a case of klipa, that's Ramah. Case of Shomain, we have the Shach that speaks out maybe more. The Piskatu being down to Mogarvom and Hilchas Pesach. No, even by Shomain, case of klipa. We see the loch by Kalim, very clear. You have a chal on top of your cover, your cholin, or go out from a kli inside the chal by the case of Tzli. Why touching one to another? Mash enke melicha by Kalim, Maisha won't go out. That's a basic on the melicha. We said it puts it in, we said Simon Sadaches. Siv Dalit, it goes in the Klipo. It's a Ches Siv Dalit. You learned that already?
Yeah.
And that goes in, but to take out that Sif Yud Beis and Sif Yud Gimel, the Maisa that won't come out, it might be a Machmet Tevla Brach, but the Maisa will not come out over here. I'm Ezer Shem on Wednesday, it'll be Chazara on Bishul and Kovish, Ala Beis Gimel, Dalid, Ala Beis Gimel. Yeah? And then the Sunday will be Chazara on Tzli and Melicha. And then in this month, we're having a test and everything. We're having Chazara Chabura on Wednesday and then on Sunday. And then after we have 2 weeks now Chazara. Again, Kufay is very important. You have to know to Chazara. And to repeat to Rav Osher over here, it's the Iker, it's the heart of the Sugi over here, it's very important. And it's Chaval, if you spend a month learning it, might as well get it clear and take it with you for the rest of your life. At Flocho.